But folks, the person who is a child of the devil is filled with all unrighteousness.
Amen.
They cannot restrain themselves from doing unrighteous things. Because that's who they are. They have the spirit of Satan dwelling within them. So when it says he that committed sin is of the devil, he contrasts that with the person in verse number 9 where it says whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Yeah. So just as the spirit of the individual who is saved doth not commit sin, in like manner the spirit of the unsaved, reprobate, commits sin all the time.
Yeah.
That's all he knows how to do. So look, doesn't he have like a double whammy?
Yeah.
Because his members want to commit sin, but not only that, the spirit that dwells within him wants to commit sin.
Yeah.
All, every aspect of his being... You know, he's twice dead, plucked up by the roots.
Amen.
He's not only dead in his flesh, but he's also dead in his spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his spirit can no longer be saved. It can no longer believe on God. It's not subject to the law of God. And in fact, it can only commit sin.
Yeah.
And some of the worst iniquity this world has ever known.